was a wild thing as a player. Apparently, occasionally gets a bit wild again these days. But he's one of our NRL Nation commentators and a good bloke. Mark Spad Carroll is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, on this beautiful day. I'm sure it's nice up there in Newcastle.
It is glorious, a nice day on the way. Look, they tell me that you're the man who's been knocking Manly's Josh Schuster back into shape, and apparently you've knocked about 5 kilos off him already, Mark. Is that correct?
I think that was his doing. I'd see it made the paper again. I can't keep out the paper. I've been retired 23 years, yeah. And someone kept saying, yeah, Josh came in for 3 days last week just before the magic round, and mate, my gym's old school. It's something I got taught young. And then I had Bob Fulton, I had Des Hasler. So it's all about repetition, game-related. But the biggest thing with him, mate, he's fit, right? It's between their ears in that big melon of his. He's got to believe in himself more and just worry about your own job. I say that to every individual. Worry about your own job. If you're a front rower, just do the yards. If you're a halfback, you know, give good service. 5'8", you've got to go to the line first and then go wide. So I'm sure we'll see the best of Josh.
Well,
hopefully this weekend.
Yeah, well, hopefully this weekend. We certainly saw the best of the NRL Magic Round last week up in Brisbane at Suncorp. Was there a highlight for you from Magic Round, Mark?
Probably the performance of the Dolphins to send Wayne Bennett 900 games. Yeah. Quite incredible. But I love when he got interviewed. He just dismissed that all the time. He said, look, if you've got to talk about that, I'm not going to answer the question. So.
Yeah.
That would be my highlight.
Yeah, good on you. Okay, the NRL have come out, said they're supporting the yes vote for the voice to Parliament referendum. You think that's a good move, or do you want to stay away from that one?
Oh, mate, it's too confusing for me, Richard. Geez, I was a front row.
Okay.
I don't really understand what's going on there, so.
All right. Now, what about the New South Wales government's plan to maybe throw lifetime bans at people who present violent and abusive behaviour at local and children's sporting matches across all levels of the game? You think it's a step in the right direction?
Yeah, mate, I fully agree with that. But how are they going to sanction that? Like, you can't just... a facial recognition. You can't do that over here. And they would find some way of coming into the ground and carrying on like a goose. But I just feel that someone next to him watching the game and some goose starts yelling out, I think he should, so at least dismiss him out of the ground.
Yeah, yep, I'm with you on that one. Okay, round 11 kicks off tonight. All the action here from 7 o'clock tonight, the Storm Broncos clash. You're one of the commentators along with Joel Kane and Brett Camorley. It should be a cracker. Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne coach, is stuck with the same side that lost to Souths last week. And Kevvy Walters, boy, he'd be in a good place at the moment. He's picked the same team that got the job done over Manly. Should be a beauty to kick off round 11 tonight, Mark.
Yeah, it should be a beauty. I don't very often see the Melbourne Storm go down twice, so just seeing the facial expressions of Bellamy.
Yeah.
I just feel that I think Melbourne home advantage, but how good's the Brisbane going? Their outside backs are outstanding, but their front row department, Payne, Haas, Carrigan, laying fantastic platforms. I'll tell you what, just spices up the State of Origin in a couple of weeks.
Certainly does. Okay, you're going Storm at home. The early game tomorrow, the Dogs and Warriors, big boost for Canterbury, the return of Josh Addo-Carr, back a lot earlier than normal. Were you quick to recover from injuries?
Oh, I had to be, mate. Coach Bob Fulton would kick me up the arse if I wasn't playing, so
yeah.
That's when you get quick. But he's done really well. He'll come back with a call of Simpson's Moses. They just tie him up, but he's come back, which shows the determination to try and get in the New South Wales side, but I'm going to go. I'll go for the Warriors in that game. I think they're showing some great form, and I think they're still a bit missing a couple of individuals in the Bulldogs.
All righty, the later game tomorrow night, Penrith take on the Roosters, which should be a blockbuster. Ivan Cleary, he's named the same 17 that downed the Warriors. Egan Butcher, he's out for the Chooks thanks to concussion, and they've been a bit hot and cold. And in fact, even people calling for coach Trent Robinson to be shown the door. Can you believe that?
Oh, come on, they're those big gooses. No, you can't say that about Trent Robinson. But I just think they're off the pace at the moment, the Roosters, in regards to missing a couple of players. And I think the Panthers, they're one game away from going ballistic. And this could be the weekend.
All righty. South's take on the Tigers. It's the early game on Saturday. No changes to the red-hot premiership favourite Souths. John Bateman returns from injury for the Tigers. And they've been impressive in the last 2 weeks, haven't they? Back-to-back wins.
Yeah, they have. The Rabbits, I think, they're now the favourites to win the competition. They're whacking them through the middle. The defence has been brilliant. I think Sam Burgess has had a lot to do with that, but also the left and right side of their attack. They were doing right side recently, but now they're hitting the left, which is their signature move, and I just think South Sydney by plenty.
Oh, okay. South Sydney by 20. The 5:30 game on Saturday. North Queensland take on the Dragons. Todd Payton named a Saints 17 for the Cowboys that downed the Roosters. Anthony Griffin, who's certainly in a world of pain at the moment, sticking with the same squad that narrowly lost to the Tigers last week. Who do you like, the Cows or the Dragons?
Yeah, I think the St. George Dragons, they're struggling. In their second grade, they've got no one knocking on the door to say, you know, coach, let me in. So they're under a world of pain. I just wish these players would aim up for their coach. That's the idea of life. You know, you've got to back who's ahead of you. But I think the Cowboys, they had good form last week and at home, hard to beat. So we'll go the Cowboys.
You're going the Cowboys. The late game on Saturday, the Raiders take on Parramatta. The Green Machine aiming for their fourth straight win. They're doing well. Albert Hopewadi returning on the wing. Parramatta went down to the Titans last week. They'll have Jake Arthur taking over the halfback duties from Mitchell Moses. He's out due to concussion. Raiders or Eels, who do you like?
I think the Raiders at the moment. They're playing good footy. They're whacking people through the middle. I'm really impressed with Big Rhett, they call him, Corey Horsbury. He's the opportunity to play Origin. I think he's been leading the pack. And I can see the Raiders, beating Parramatta.
All righty. The 2 o'clock game on Sunday. The Knights at home at McDonald Jones Stadium here in Newcastle take on the Titans. The Knights got 2 points last week, thanks to a bye. But prior to that, a pretty embarrassing loss to Parramatta. But in some positive news for Adam Elliott, Adam O'Brien. Yeah. Adam Elliott, I think he's only played the one game for the Knights so far. He's back from injury, and Ponga staying at 5'8". Be interesting to see how he goes. A lot of pressure on the captain and the 5'8". But good to see Adam Elliott having another run with the Knights.
Yeah, it certainly is. Injuries are playing the backside, and sometimes players get them too often. And I think he's one of them. Unfortunately, he might have ran over a black cat up there. I don't know. But he is a good input for the Newcastle Knights. And Carlton Ponga, to me, still looks very tentative. But hopefully this is the game that he shines. And his goal would be Origin. But I think... I'm going to go against you there, mate.
Yeah, Gold Coast were pretty impressive against Parramatta last week, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, as I said, Kieran Foran's going to be the buy of the year, I feel. He's now turned the beast on, which is the Fifita. He poked the bear, and he's a sensation at the moment, which I've said all the time. The more times he touches the ball, the better.
Okay, final game, 4 o'clock. It's your old favourites, Manly, taking on the Sharks. Could be a real battle with this one. The Seagulls, Anthony Seibold, who's stuck with the same 17. They got thrashed by the Broncos last week. And Cronulla, they were also off the mark last week, getting trounced by the Dolphins. Couple of losers. Who do you like here, Manly or the Sharks?
Well, I've got to go Manly at home. This really missing no Jake Trbojevic, but those outside backs, they can come and fly out the line, Richard. It looks like they're playing tag footy. They come out the line and miss tackles. I just know if Bob Fulton was there, they'd just hook him straight away. But I think Manly in a close one.
Yeah, all right. Look, and I meant to ask earlier, this business that blew up the Warriors, accusing referees of cheating, one of the major sponsors. Not a good look, is it?
No, you don't go saying that name in general. In public, and you can't say that. I think that bloke, he's pulled his head in.
Yeah.
I think it could cost him a lot of money. Who knows? It still could. But that's defamation to another player, you know, or to another team and coach or referee. It doesn't matter. You never call anyone a cheat.
And look, there are reports that disgruntled Dragons fans are planning a bit of a protest at next Friday's clash against the Roosters at Netstrata Jubilee Oval, claiming that the Red V is dead. Have you heard much about this?
I just think it's an attack on the coach again. I really believe that. I blame players. I keep saying that the coach is not out there dropping balls or missing tackles. It's the bloody players. So Well, yes, I want to mirror and have a crack. The only one who's having a crack is Ben Hunt. He's having a go every game, but there's a few players that they're sitting there looking in the mirror and say, come on, pull your finger out.
Yeah, and they reckon Jason Ryle's waiting in the wings to replace Anthony Griffin.
Yeah, mate, what about him waking up Griffin knowing that he's going to be gone soon? But I'll tell you what, they must have some money. Yeah. He's going to get paid out, but as I said, mate, I've never blamed the coach. I like the guy. I think he's got a good format, but you know, the way the players play, they need to look at themselves. So.
Yeah. All right. And look, just very quickly and finally on the Kalyn Ponga situation, do you think he should go back to fullback?
Well, it's a toss of a coin, isn't it? I love him at fullback. I love him at 5'8", because I feel like with his talent, he needs to touch the ball as many times as he can. But maybe for confidence, go back there for a week or two and...
get your confidence back.
Yeah, get your confidence back. Yeah, I can see him being a little bit timid at the moment.
Yeah.
It's understandably, but... we need him at full pelt, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. All right. Good to talk to you, mate. Good calling over the weekend.
Thanks, man.
We'll catch up next Thursday. Mark Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators, along with Joel Kane and Brett Camorley, calling the game tonight. All the action right here from 7 o'clock, the Storm Broncos clash from Amy Park down in Melbourne. We're also covering the 6 o'clock game tomorrow between the Bulldogs and the Warriors.